FM Rewind, File 88.1.
As I mentioned earlier on, that tonight
spring is finally here, and Vow 88
shine a spotlight on a health issue that doesn't always make the headlines, but affects thousands of lives in South Africa. We are going to talk about chronic kidney disease. It is often called a silent epidemic because you can lose up to 90% of kidney function before real symptoms appear. And as of today, over 8,000 South Africans are on what we call dialysis, waiting, hoping, and struggling to access treatment. And behind every number is a person's journey. And in this moment, we'll be looking at the journey of one of our guests, a founder of Kidney Health, talks with Untatile Wesi, a platform dedicated to raise awareness about kidney health and wellness. She is currently living with stage 5 kidney failure. That has shaped her resilience, her empathy, and a sense of mission. She is joining us on the line. That is the one and only Untatile Wesi. Good evening, Untatile. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Thank you so much for the invitation.
I mean, you are a communication professional, a radio presenter, and the founder of Kidney Health Talks. What inspired you to combine media with health advocacy?
Alrighty, I think number one, our phones are next to us. It's the easiest and most convenient device, right? After starting with dialysis, I decided to start an awareness. And the first thing I thought about was shooting a video, posting it on Instagram. Later on, grew it on YouTube, right? And media is nearer. Social media, there is TikTok, there is Insta, there is Facebook, right? However, also, as I expanded as a radio presenter, right, I really, when I started to audition, I never really thought about promoting kidney health. It was a thought that came later on after I talked with my former station manager, as she is a talent manager, and she's like, why don't you use CTFM also? Because it is a brand on its own. And so whenever I get the chance to like talk about kidney health on radio, I do. So I think media, like I said, my first point, it is nearer to us. Our phones are nearer. They are convenient. So, and it reaches more people out there as opposed to traditional awarenesses.
Now, take us back to the beginning. What were the first signs that made you realize that, you know, something is wrong?
One thing I loved when you opened up your opening link, you said that it is the silent killer. One thing about kidney failure, you never really know that you have kidney failure. I started to have leg pains in 2018, which was my second year, right? And I thought it was normal pain that a general practitioner can solve. And unfortunately, it became worse. I remember my late grandmother giving me Nurofen, you know, and thinking that it will help me. But it did not. I learned to live with the pain until later in 2021, when I became worse, started to become tired. Like, I had endless fatigue. I had severe migraines, and it led to me forgetting a lot, even dates, even the time. So later on in 2021, I would also get tired a lot, which I thought was anemia. Anemia is another term for losing blood. You know, when your red blood cells can no longer produce blood. I then went to my then doctor. He took me for x-rays. He did not find anything. He then took me for blood tests. That's when he found out that I have kidney failure and immediately transferred me to my now specialist. So one thing about kidney failure, the symptoms are not the same. Our bodies are not the same. So for some people, they get straight into coma.
Now, I can hear that, you know, the resilience and, you know, the hope that you have, especially in life, drove you into the person that you are. And there are thousands of young people who are inspired as we speak right now. If you just tuned in, welcome to Wellness Booth with Harvey T underscore Versa right here on Vow 88.1. We are broadcasting live from at 44 Main Street, Commissioner, courtesy of Josie My Josie. So we might have some technical difficulties throughout the show, so please bear with us. At the moment, we are joined by Ontatile Wesi, a young lady living with stage 5 kidney failure and on dialysis. Ontatile has turned her journey into purpose. She's using her voice to educate the public about kidney health. She promotes overall wellness and prevention, and most importantly, she also inspires fellow patients to live boldly beyond their diagnosis. Now, Ontatile, I want us to talk about the life, day-to-day life challenges, because many of our listeners are busy with work, family, and life. I mean, how has kidney failure and its treatment reshaped your day-to-day basis, I mean, your day-to-day routines and your weekly schedule?
Okay, so firstly, dialysis for me is non-negotiable, right? First thing in the morning, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 a.m. till 9:30, I go to my dialysis treatment. After then, obviously, I am tired and I'm going to take a little bit of a nap and continue with my life. However, what has helped me a lot is having a balanced schedule and routine, planning ahead of everything and taking accountability that irregardless of me being tired, I still have to push work, So I think with dialysis, we are taught about our bodies, right, during dialysis. Even my doctor does teach me. So you get to control it. And by you controlling it, you get to also be productive, either before dialysis, even after dialysis. So I think for me, routine helps me a lot, self-care as well, and planning ahead. And like I said, taking accountability, because sometimes it does lie to you and say, no, you're tired, and somehow you feel sorry for yourself. But at the end of the day, I have a goal in my mind, so I can't keep allowing it.
I want us to talk about, a moment from your platform that confirmed and gave you, that they were making a real difference because of the many young people who, even if they're not going through or they're not living with kidney failure, there are other comorbidities and other health-related challenges that they are living with on a daily basis. But what was that moment that you got to realize that, you know what, I'm making a huge difference. There are so many young people that relate to my story.
All right, the famous social platform TikTok. You might take it as a playful platform. However, when I started to post, right, I got a DM from this other lady, and she lived with stage 5 kidney failure, but has never told her family members. She was scared, her emotional intelligence obviously was not the same as mine. So she texted me and she's like, you know what, thank you so much because you took me out of my corner and now I am able to like tell my family, I am able to like confidently attend my dialysis session as well, so for me, that alone, by making a difference in somebody's emotions, for them having confidence after seeing my videos, that's when I sat back. I was like, girl, you are called for this, and it did not only stop on her. Other people kept on asking me medical related questions. Sometimes I have to remind people that, hey, I'm not a medical profession, professional rather. So I think that alone reminded me that this is purpose, no matter how much I try to run away from it, but eventually caught up with me through TikTok, people DMing me, people asking me questions. So definitely TikTok for me is a memorable platform of I was called for this.
Well, Ontatile, you are indeed changing lives. There are so many young people living with variety of, health complications. And your voice and your platform is giving these young people hope that it is possible to achieve your dreams. It is possible to start a business, to start a platform, and change so many lives. If you just tuned in, welcome to Wellness Booth with Javi_T_Vesa. You and I together all the way till 7 p.m. Tonight is a little bit different because we are broadcasting live from 44 Main Street, Marshall Town, courtesy of Josie, my Josie. So please bear with us if you happen to, hear some technical glitches happening on and behind the scene. We do apologize for that. For now, we are in conversation with Untatile Wesi. We are talking about kidney the health, more importantly, the importance of making sure that we go for checkups and take care of our kidney. Untatile Wesi is currently living with stage 5 kidney failure and on dialysis, but she didn't let that discourage her. She turned her journey into purpose, using her voice to educate the public about kidney health. Now, Untatile, do you think so many young people are informed about, chronic kidney diseases, a variety of chronic kidney diseases, or does it always come as a surprise, especially when they hear that a young person like you is living with this condition?
To be quite honest with you, I would say only a good percent of 40%, or rather even 30, know about it. Some of them, they know about it, but they don't really care because they're still healthy, right? So it only hits home when they start to face the symptoms and like, yo, I need to change on my kidney. So the information is not really that much like HIV and cancer. And that is why I'm trying as much as I can to create an awareness out there, so only a certain percentage of people, it's not just young people, population, they know about kidney failure, so it's a certain percentage. And unfortunately, the minute it hits home, that's when people start to take it to head, and you start to realize that a lot of people have kidney failure the minute you start attending dialysis. Like, there is quite a lot of people attending dialysis. So information is there, but because people are still healthy, they don't really take it to head, Robin.
I mean, indeed, sometimes as young people, we think, well, certain things are far-fetched. We think, I'm still young. I can do whatever it is that I want to do. I don't have to go for regular checkups. And it does catch up later on. And speaking of catching up later on, how do you advise young people to make sure that they protect themselves, especially from kidney-related diseases? What are those steps that you would advise them to follow? Because of there are so many young people who don't drink water regularly. You find young people only drinking alcohol most of the time. They drink certain liquid products that are not good for our health. Others don't see the need to exercise. Others don't see the need to clean their body in many ways. But what's your advice to them?
Yo, there is this new trend, of energy drinks that I don't like in young people, some of them, they drink it every day, and I've seen it with some of my radio colleagues, like every single day, Banwa energy drinks. And I don't understand, why do you need energy from something that is man-made? You can have energy by just sleeping, So that is number one red flag. Number two is that please do continuous checkups when it comes to your blood pressure, your sugar, diabetes, and the famous HIV, ARVs. A lot of people love to say HIV is much better than sugar, diabetes. Unfortunately, it's not, because along the way, it does mess up with your immune system, and you can have kidney failure along the way because of the dosages of the pills. So it's very important not only to limit your caffeine, but also to go and do regular 6 months checkups, and also have protected sexual intercourse for you to avoid ARVs, because along the way they can mess up with your organs. So that is my advice.
I mean, I want us to talk about how you stay connected to your friends, family, and making sure that you protect your social life, because living with a chronic condition can be isolating. How do you make sure that you stay connected to your friends, family, and your social life? And how have they reacted? Does it always come as a surprise?
Okay, firstly, I would love to say something that took me out of my comfort zone is church, you know, because at church there's quite a lot of people, you know, you meet with people. So it has helped me a lot to come out of my cocoon after being diagnosed with kidney failure and starting with dialysis. And I remember when I started with dialysis, I was still in EA, the Presidential Youth Employment Stimulus, right? And there was quite a lot of people, quite a lot of young people that I worked with also. So during that phase, I learned that a social life is still important. However, you can withdraw yourself even during meeting with people, you know, and it takes you back into depression. So I learned to preserve it by always being around people, you know, being around positive people and not just people that have kidney failure. It's important that you be with people with different situations, you know. So being with friends, family, acquaintances, you know, colleagues helps me quite a lot because I get to forget, you know. I even forget sometimes that I have kidney failure because I'm around so many positive people, you know, fun people. So it's so important that you keep your social life. It's so important that you go out there, you explore life, because to be quite honest with you, Ne, for me, kidney failure was a blessing in disguise somehow. I know it might sound weird, but I was not living my life to the fullest before I started with dialysis. Immediately when I started with dialysis, I was like, girl, you haven't been living life. You know, you have not been living. You know, that's when my journey of radio started. I obviously started to meet with creatives, people that are out there, people that are wild, extroverted. So I think preserving your social life is so important. You need to have a social life, irregardless. And kidney failure does not really stop you from a lot of things. Just attend your dialysis sessions, you know. Just drink enough fluid. Don't overdo it so that you can always be healthy. And I think with people reacting, your question on how did they take it, they took it normal. I think they forget because I have kidney failure. Unless, like, I come from dialysis and I'm tired, like, I'm not okay today, I'm tired. That's when they remember again. But because of my personality, I'm just a bubbly person, you know. So they really forget, and I'm just as normal as everyone.
Ontatile Wesi, thank you so much for joining us right here on Vow 88.1. Indeed, you are, a light in the darkness. There are so many young people who relate to your story. And I'd like us to end this conversation with a message that you'd like to give to young people, not only those who are living with kidney-related diseases, but there are so many young people who are diagnosed with diabetes, others are living with hypertension, others are living with HIV and AIDS. And they think, well, it's the end of the world. But it is not the end of the world. There's life after that. As you mentioned that your condition was a blessing in disguise, but how would you like to advise them?
Number one, acceptance. You know, my aim, it's so important that you accept, you work with what you have. You know, you make a living with what you have. I think Tupac has said it, life goes on irregardless, you know. So just accept, number one. Number two, self-love is very important. To love yourself even in the midst of everything. Find hobbies as well, you know. Find hobbies. Have a social life, like we said. Follow your dreams. You know, life is already short even without being sick, you know. So follow your dreams. And please also take care of your health. It's so important. Health is really the new wealth, you know. So it's so, so important that anyone, even if you're not sick, that you take care of your health, please. So to anyone that is living with a chronic illness, it is not the end of the world. Please take my slogan, hashtag have hope. It also has a sunflower, you know, it's just a ray of sunshine for me that reminds me that life is actually worth living, irregardless. Just take your medication and just live your life to the fullest.
Amazing. Untati Lewesi joining us on the line as we broadcast live and direct from 44 Main Street, Marshall Town, courtesy of Josie, my Josie. Untati Lewesi, once again, thank you so much for joining us right here on VAL 88.1. For those who'd like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Alrighty, so you can follow me on my Instagram, which is at Wesi Untajile. So my Instagram starts with my surname and then ends with my name. On TikTok is at Untajile Wesi. And to know more about kidney health, you can follow my, you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is at Untajile Wesi. And my LinkedIn is Untajile Wesi as well.
Amazing. Have a splendid evening, Untajile. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
FM Rewind, VAL 88.1.